Hello, Stuart here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Just me today, as Jodie's not so well. So let's commit this time to God's care. Let us pray. Father, we commit this time to worship to you. We pray that you would speak to each person who's listening online, that your word and the prayers and what is said would speak into our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our reading is from Joshua 24, verses 14 to 18. Joshua 24, verses 14 to 18. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt and from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we travelled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord, because he is our God." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the witness of Joshua. And we pray that his example, his challenge, would speak to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with our short series, Forward into 2022. Last week we looked at going forward with courage. This week we look at going forward into 2022 with commitment. Our passage that we've just heard read is a short extract from where Joshua renewed the covenant with the people of Israel at Shechem. He reminds them of their history, of their story, of the calling of their ancestor Abraham, of their time of slavery in Egypt, then their exodus, their liberation from slavery, then their 40-year journey through the wilderness, and recently God's help in the conquest of the Canaanites. He challenges them in verses 14 and 15, where it says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." He challenges them about who they will serve, whether Yahweh, the Lord, or other gods, whether old gods they had pre-Egypt, the Egyptian gods, or new local gods in the lands they were now entering. All this talk of many gods sounds strange to our modern or postmodern ears. We may think, but in reality there's only one God, and we would be right. But then and now, the number one problem is idolatry, putting gods or things in the place of God. Idolatry isn't a word we often use today, but there is a battle going on in our hearts and minds between an allegiance to God and following him, and other lesser gods that vie for our worship or attention in our lives. Richard Foster wrote a book in the 1980s called Money, Sex and Power, The Spiritual Disciplines of Poverty, Chastity and Obedience. Money, sex and power are idols in our lives. Money. Yes, we need money to live, to buy food, to pay bills, etc. We will need even more of it with the rising energy bills. But can the pursuit of money or wealth become the central goal and purpose of our lives? Many young people ask what they want to be when they grow up, answer simply, I want to be rich. I want to be a millionaire. Is that the right goal of life? And many of the super rich have got even richer during the pandemic. $3 trillion richer. That's 3 million million or 10 to the power of 12. The very rich have got even richer and the poor have got even poorer in the last 21 months or so. So we can see that the worship of money is alive and well. And then sex. It's not something we normally talk about in polite company. But relationships out with marriage can often become idols that take the place of God in our lives. Or our partners or even our spouses can end up being the center of our lives and displace God from his rightful place. Family is a good thing, but family can also take the place of God. And the last one in the Trinity or trilogy, power. The pursuit of power. We see that in politics. This week we celebrated the 6th of January, first anniversary of the storming and assault of Capitol Hill and the riot there, where Donald Trump tried to hold on to power in different ways. And we can see how destructive that can be. But even at an individual level, we can be tempted to use power over others in our homes, in our workplaces, or even in church. None of us are exempt from power games at times. Looking at the pandemic, I think the pandemic has caused us to retreat into our homes. We have battened down the hatches. At first it was necessary, but we've gotten used to it, watching too much TV, eating too much, drinking too much. At Christmas, which we just passed, that's understandable, as it is a feasting time. But we are in danger of making a habit of it. St. Paul has some useful words for us in relation to this. In Colossians 3, verse 5, he says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Paul says here that greed is a form of idolatry, greed for money, greed for sex, greed for power, or greed for food or drink, or greed for anything which isn't God. A new year is a good time to review things and to recommit ourselves to God, to following Jesus and to serving him. We need to recommit ourselves to coming to worship if we safely can, even if we've gotten out the habit of it. We are looking at starting up house groups in the coming months. Is this something that you could commit to? We are down to just 2 deacons at present and holding new elections in a few months. Could you serve God and his church in that role? Is that something God might be calling you to? I know it is hard. It is a struggle at the moment. We can feel like throwing in the towel. But like the people of Israel before Joshua, we are faced with a choice. Will we serve the Lord or just serve ourselves? Let us pray. Father, help us to recommit ourselves to you in this new year, to following your ways, to listening for your voice, to make your priorities our priorities. Forgive us when we've fallen short, when we have been lazy or greedy or selfish, and renew us in your spirit to follow you with freshness as we step into 2022. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as we are praying, it's good for us to pray for others too. So let us continue in prayer. Loving God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your servant, whom you upheld, your chosen one in whom you delighted, your Son, born to be one with humankind, baptized with us, that we might know new life in him. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ for all those appointed to positions of power, that they might rule as your faithful servants and seek to establish justice. In your love and mercy, hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ for the church, a people called by you, that we might delight our God by loving others and by spreading the good news of Christ to all the world. In your love and mercy, hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ for the family of humankind existing in need, that they might have the material things they need for life and be given the spiritual things they need for living. In your love and mercy, hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ for ourselves, baptized into your household, thanking you for new life given us in Christ, and asking for the strength and comfort of your Holy Spirit, that we might live that life to the full. Loving God, we pray especially for those of your family who are sick, sorrowful, or afraid. And in a moment's silence, we bring people on our hearts and minds. In your love and mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who came to open the eyes of the blind and to set the captives free. Amen. Let me close with a blessing in this season of Epiphany. May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts, transform your lives and brighten the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Thank you for joining us online, and I hope you have a good day. Go well and God bless.